I don't know about your jazz band, but my jazz band is one of the most energetic groups in my school. And if I don't get them focused with some type of warm-up, they're going to be hanging from the ceiling. They're the best students in the school, but the ones with the most energy. Back in a moment.
Strike up the band so you can give your kids a helping hand. From interviews to teaching tips, you'll add this to your bag of tricks. There's no smarter way to spend your time, so keep it right here with James Devine. The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher.
Very early in our jazz band season, I teach the students the 12-bar blues. And I put the chord structure on the board. I divide it into groups of four. So I put 1-1-1-1 in the first row, 4-4-1-1 in the second row, and then 5-4-1-1 in the third row of what I write on the board. And then we talk about how the blues progression goes. And depending on how experienced my rhythm section is, I can sometimes get them playing it right away by telling them what the chords are in the key of B flat, or sometimes I may have to teach them those chords or just the tonic of the chords. It all depends on where they're at. Once I get the rhythm section going on that, then we have them play that a couple of times, and I ask the students, can you hear the 12-bar progression? And most of them are able to hear it. And if not, then if I start pointing it out to them where the change is happening, then they're usually able to hear where that's happening. I'll usually teach the instrumentalist the blues scale, 1 flat 3 4, sharp 4 5, flat 7 8, and we usually do that in the key of B flat because that seems to be a key they're very familiar with. And we'll play the blues scale with the rhythm section playing that background. So they're getting introduced to the 12-bar blues, and I remind them that the blues scale is just one tool out of 100 that they'll use for improvising. Believe it or not, I was a professional musician for 10 years with the Army Band, and I was in my mid-20s before I got comfortable getting away from the blues scale when I was improvising in a 12-bar blues type of setting. I can't believe that it took me that long to do that, but it was kind of a fear kind of thing because I knew the blues scale worked and I felt very comfortable with that. And my soloing, of course, improved a lot. So we start with that, but eventually we talk about what the dominant seventh is and we start working with those chords and putting those in there and also playing the entire scale, the modal scales. So I like to, after they've learned this, I like to start off a lot of class sessions with the rhythm section immediately going into the 12-bar blues, and then we just have students start improvising. I really have a strong belief that in jazz band, we need to improvise every day. Now, most of the time, I'm not going to make the students play a solo in a performance setting, but I tell them before they even join jazz band, if you are in jazz band, you're going to play improv every day in class. So you're going to need to get over that fear. A lot of times for a warm-up, you can do the blues scale up and down, swing eighths. You can also do, if that's a little bit too advanced for them to do the entire blues scale, you might start off with some type of rhythm on each note of the blues scale, especially if they're new to jazz band, where they're still learning the swing feel and they're learning the short feel at the end of the string of eighths. For example, you might play do va do va do dot, do va do va do dot, and just go up the scale that way, and then that way they can get a little bit more used to the notes. We also talk about modes. Once we get a couple of weeks in, we might spend 5 or 10 minutes talking about what it means for the modes and putting the name of the modes to it. And then we'll play a scale as a warm-up. Do, va, do, va, do, va, do, dot. And the rhythm keeps going. And then start on the second. Do, va, do, va, do, va, do, dot. And that seems to work really well. And then we can end up putting those modes into how to use those in an improv setting when the chords are changing. We'll also do a lot of call and response, and I'll start this off simple. It might just be the first two notes of the blues scale, and I'll play something and they have to play it back, and then I'll make it more complex and they have to play it back, and then I'll go to a two measure call and then a two measure response, and I tell them these are all licks that they can then use when they're soloing, and so they get comfortable with those and are able to use those a lot. So start with the simple and go to the more complex. Sometimes we'll have a contest where everybody will stand and I'll start simple and do a call and they have to respond, and it's just kind of on a honesty basis. If you mess up, then you sit down, and it can be quite interesting sometimes, the one or two people who are left, and eventually I'm able to make everybody sit down because I can make it more complex. Then I'll ask them sometimes to play something for me, and then it's my job to try to hear what they're playing and respond back, and that's always fun for the students. We will also learn the series of chords. If you learn this series, this covers 98% of the chords they'll experience in their soloing. So I'll teach them what the dominant 7 means, and the major 7, and the minor 7, and the minor 7 flat 5, and then the diminished. And then we'll go through a key where we play that. So we'll start with major 7, 1, 3, 5, 7. Then we'll play the dominant 7, 1, 3, 5, flat 7. And that way, if we go through all 12 keys eventually with that, then they should be able to decipher what they see written in their music when it comes to a solo section. You can also do all 12 scales to the 9th scale degree and do that around the circle of fifths. This works really well if they already know their scales. If they don't know their scales, you could start by introducing a scale a week or a scale every other week, and then continue to add them till finally you can go around the circle of fifths. For the longest time, I used a book by Shelley Berg called Chop Monster, and I found that to be very helpful for students to get a little bit more comfortable with improv. Hope that these tips have been helpful and give you some ideas for your own jazz band warm-ups.
The Music and Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips for how to be a better band teacher.